Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So they're already starting to call this Super Bowl matchup the two greatest quarterbacks of all time. The two greatest quarterbacks to ever face each other in a Super Bowl. By the way, when it comes to Van Halen, would it have been Eddie's birthday today? Is that what I saw,
yeah,
Ken Laird?
It is, yeah. Would have been 66 today.
We need, I feel like Eddie's story would make a good Bohemian Rhapsody like movie, because you could have somebody play Dave Lee Roth. You could get into the whole arguments that happened between the brothers and everything. I think we need a full feature film on Eddie Van Halen's life story.
I'm surprised they haven't had one of those.
Well, I mean, he just passed away months ago.
I mean, the man his roses when he's still here. That'd be a good story to tell.
But anyway,
plus the aftermath, like that story, he had this huge mansion. He was living in total filth, like after the divorce.
And And you get Valerie Bertinelli could play herself, like a Lifetime movie.
See, now you're going to TLC now.
I need Meredith Baxter Burney for that role.
But, I mean, don't you think it's a bit of a stretch to say that when it comes to Mahomes, that these are the two greatest quarterbacks to ever face each other in a Super Bowl?
Not really. When you ask that question, I'm sitting here looking at the list of quarterbacks that played against each other in Super Bowls. And
Peyton Manning, Breeze.
Yeah, but I think we would all say that this is better than Peyton Manning, Breeze, right?
Isn't it kind of early on Mahomes? I get it. He's gone back to back.
But what he's done.
Tom was the last person, last quarterback to do that. I mean, I get that. But
what he's done in his young career, does it look like Mahomes, obviously, if he stays healthy, is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game?
Well, he's the greatest quarterback right now, and if he stays healthy, he will be. But I think that I don't know if this is just a different way of characterizing it, but this is really the last stand. This is an unprecedented situation where Mahomes is 6-1 in the playoffs, his one loss to Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Now Tom Brady, at the age of 43, has an attempt to prevent another dynasty, something that Brady's done twice before. He stopped the greatest show on turf in 2001, and he stopped the Seahawks from going back-to-back in 2014.
And Curtis knows he went to the bathroom at 7:27 this morning.
We did have a Montana Elway Super Bowl, which was a blowout, but still, that was Montana at age 33 in 1989, and Elway was 29, and they got blown out. That's a hell of a one. That's tough to top.
This is like Jordan second run versus Jordan first run.
Some are saying that it would be similar to LeBron versus Jordan.
You could probably say that, but I even look at it deeper than that, because I think you're looking at two guys. One guy we know is the greatest quarterback of all time. One guy, there's no dispute that. This other guy is on pace where if he stays healthy, and based on, we talked about it, Curtis, we talked about the team that he has assembled around him, could potentially get to the same level, if not, and it would be extremely difficult to do, greater than Tom Brady.
What about, several texters are saying Marino, Montana.
That's true, two, 84.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Two better quarterbacks. Well, I don't know, Marino never won a Super Bowl, so.
You know what I heard yesterday, though, just on the quarterback front, was that it's crazy, but it's true. Keith said this. Rodgers is 1-4 in the NFC Championship game. If he were 1-4 in the Super Bowl, that would be a far greater slight against his career, which makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
if you lose in the NFC Championship game, there's some sort of like a you forget about it because there's another game. You don't dwell on it as much.
Yeah.
Whereas if you lose in the Super Bowl with a billion people watching, that loss tends to stick to your resume more, which is just a strange thing in the NFL.
Well, it was like the argument with Joe Montana and Brady. It's like, well, you know, Joe Montana won four Super Bowls and never lost none. Well, that's because he lost in divisional rounds and wild card rounds, which never allowed him to get to those Super Bowls, where it was where Brady lost in Super Bowls.
Well, certainly when it comes to what it is going to cost one to attend this Super Bowl a week from Sunday, there are many that are willing to pay like it's a matchup between the two greatest quarterbacks of all time. The suite prices are out. And if you wanted to get a suite for the Super Bowl for 12, it will only cost you $195,000.
Wow!
But that is all inclusive of food and beverage. So
Hold on. Let me divide that by 12.
That's not really that bad. It's about you know,
considering what you would normally pay for, you know, an upper end Super Bowl ticket in a suite.
Yeah, a little less than $20,000 a person.
Wow, that's actually a bargain given what the other tickets are going for. It's $16,000 a head.
$16,000 a head. That's not bad.
I don't think that's for a Super Bowl experience. I don't think that's outrageous.
Right. Right. Fauci just got two.
Right. And guess what? He got them for free.
People are all over you about your lead this morning about Fauci because
it's true.
He's a doctor, though. So Wiggy's lead this morning was he was shocked to learn that Anthony Fauci is the highest paid federal government employee. He makes more than the president. He makes $417,000.
Is he in the ER saving lives?
He's a doctor.
I mean, he's...
So do you consider people that have a doctorate degree, unless they're a medical doctor, you don't consider them to be a doctor?
No, I'm not saying that, Danielle.
Dr. Jill, please.
Exactly.
Several texters are saying things like the average salary for a heart surgeon is $450,000. That's the average. Don't think Fauci is worth $417,000?
I mean, a heart surgeon is saving lives. Fauci's going out there telling us no mask. No, next week, wear mask, wear gloves, wear goggles, cover up all the
orifices.
I mean, you know.
Orifices.
Yeah.
Confused with porpoises.
I can see if he was in the laboratory, like cooking up
the vaccine.
Like he's making the vaccine and, you know, he's dealing with all
like,
this.
It's like his version of the easy chicken bake.
I did enjoy earlier, and so did several listeners of this program, when Ken compared the government to a corporation and what corporations pay people. That shows his attitude right there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So should Dr. Boney make $417,000? He's a doctor.
I thought working for the government was a call to service, not a way to pad your checkbook.
And he works for a private institution, a college. And he's a doctor, so he should. So everybody that just, you know.
Wiggy, are you saying that the doctor at the highest level in the position of protecting America is not worth as much as a single plastic surgeon? That's
saving
what the
doctor
says.
What do I know? I'm not a doctor.
You act like a plastic surgeon's not saving somebody's life.
Have you seen
some of these faces?
Right. Have you seen some of the BBLs?
But this to me is akin to when you know, people bitch about how much CEOs make within the private sector, and I think some of that comes from a lack of understanding about, you know, what the market will bear for quality candidates as far as salary.
Oh, Danielle, watch it! Don't compare the government to the private sector. You're going to upset the
texters. Well, you're not supposed to, Ken. It's not the private sector; it's the public sector.
I just dumped what Danielle said.
All right. Anyway, Wiggy is perturbed that Fauci is the highest paid federal government employee. More on that, I'm sure, later. We're going to get to the WEEI Penn game of the day next, and you're going to have to determine whether a 311 complaint that Curtis shares with you is real or fake. So we'll do that at 7:20, and we'll talk to Matt Light, former New England Patriot, about Tom Brady at 8 this morning. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Rocky the Horror Picture Show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, we listened to everything that happened yesterday in this country, Curtis, and we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day.
All right, yesterday, my man, Governor Newsom of California, huge fan of French Laundry, good man all around, follows, practices what he preaches. Mm-hmm. He is in the midst of a recall election, there have been 1.2 million signatures of the 1.5 million necessary to have a recall election for the governor of California, and they have all the way till March. So they are going to take him to a recall. And yesterday, he was questioned about whether his recent decisions regarding the pandemic have in any way been related to his desire to not lose his recall election.
Critics are saying this online, that this decision today comes amidst a recall campaign, comes amidst lawsuits, and they say that the timing on this is arbitrary and convenient based off of that. I want to give you a chance to respond to people that are saying that.
Yeah, that's just complete, utter nonsense. So let's just dispense with that fundamental, foundationally nonsense.
Well, they opened everything up in California yesterday. Restaurants, outdoor dining, et cetera.
The timing is amazing. It really, thank God we're out of this pandemic. Right. Well, who knows?
Same thing that happened here.
Come on.
Restaurants, places were allowed to stay open last night because we're stabilizing.
You suspect.
But the data in California is very similar to here. When he shut everything down, they had over 2,000 hospitalizations. Yesterday, when he opened it up, they had over 6,000 hospitalizations. Right. I thought it was about overwhelming the hospitals, Ken.
It is, for sure.
That's
huge. Yep.
Well, but wait a second. The scientific data doesn't make sense then. So when he shut the restaurants down in the fall, they had over 2,000 hospitalizations. When he opened them up yesterday, they had over 6,000 hospitalizations.
It's questionable. I agree with you.
It's questionable.
Going up's in the good direction, right? We always want to go up in life.
Yeah.
Started on the bottom, now we want to go up to the top.
Fraudulent.
I keep trying to figure out what changed within the last week or so that allowed everything to open back up again. I don't understand. What is it, the weather?
It did get a little warm in California.
Is that what it is?
You sound a little triggered. You're not handling this well, the transfer of power.
We should, you know what? We should wait.
I'm in favor of unity.
Oh, good, good.
We should wait to see what Fauci has to say, things have changed.
All right.
It is just amazing that this is what everybody on the right said was going to happen, and it's happened.
Yes.
I see commercials for FedEx saying that, hey, they can deliver all the vaccines. We know Amazon Prime. We know they're doing it, Amazon.
You wait one more week and people are going to be grinding in clubs because we have a new president.
This weekend, Mayor Walsh is going to be a street performer outside of Faneuil Hall.
2 weeks, you'll be able to get a vaccine delivered to you from Amazon.
All right. Vax.
We have got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Keyshawn Johnson joins Dale and Keith this morning at 11. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Discover the best winter ever in a brand new all-wheel drive 2021 Subaru. Details and authorized retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Gronk is headed back to a Super Bowl with his man Tom Brady, basking in the glow of yet another trip.
Yes, we did. And I didn't see him until we got in the locker room. And we just gave each other a big hug and said, this is what it's all about. This is why we came down here. This is a dream. Like, all the work we put in, we knew we had to put a lot of work in. And then just coming to an organization that, you know, that was ready for success. A lot of great players on this team, a lot of great coaches. And we just gave each other a big hug and said, man, we're doing it. We're doing it. And we're doing it big. And it's for real. We're going to the Super Bowl.
This is why I fake retired until we could both get away from Bill Belichick.
I'm pulling for Gronk, though. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He was mistreated here.
Yeah, he was.
That's true.
You think he was?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But because of the trade to Detroit?
I think because of that, I think, you know, he had a fight tooth nail to get money, and he was the best tight end, you know, that arguably we've seen in a long, long time. And
since you retired.
Well, that's true, but I didn't want to say that, Curtis.
Yeah. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for both of them.
Well, the MVP is favored to be Patty Mahomes. We'll see if that's the case. Curtis is very upset about that. Brady's second on the MVP talk. Celtics' big 16-point win last night in Chicago looked good on the back-to-back. Did not have Kemba Walker, but they got Jason Tatum back from COVID. 5 games out, he scored 24 points. We'll see if they play tomorrow in San Antonio. Some doubt about that. Bruins-Penguins tonight, 7 o'clock face-off. Red Sox trade for Adam Ottavino, Northeastern man. 35-year-old reliever, could be a co-closer this year, joining Matt Barnes. Pitchers and catchers 3 weeks away, Greg. Will you be headed down to Fort Myers this year?
I don't know. I mean, we don't. I mean, I loved that trip last year. Nothing I like more than 4 hours of baseball talk 3 days in a row.
That white T-shirt photo is all we have to remember.
That's it.
But I mean, should we get the call? Then I would double mask up and get on the airplane and head to spring training and bring all the action to you live on this program.
Ooh, new iPad for me.
You have to quarantine when you come back, though.
If we go, we need to have Fitzy join Wiggy because Florida Nick is my favorite Nick.
Yes, correct.
Is it Florida Nick or Florida Fitzy?
It's Florida Fitzy. Florida Fitzy, all right. Yeah.
And the Baseball Hall of Fame election results will be revealed tonight. Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens in the spotlight. Next year, it's Ortiz and A-Rod, so that'll be interesting, too. But very real chance, Greg. It's only Schilling tonight. That would be quite a story, as controversial as he has become in this time.
You're Mr. Baseball around these parts, so do you think that his achievements warrant the Hall of Fame? There are some who say Curt Schilling won big games, won the Bloody Sock game, but that's not necessarily that his career in its entirety is not Hall of Fame worthy.
He was pretty good in Arizona, though.
Yeah, he was. His playoff success there and here, that's it for me.
What does Bradfo say? I only listen to Bradfo when it comes to baseball.
Good question. I don't know. He's got the baseball show 4 to 6 on Saturday, so he'll tell you
that. Bonds should be in, but the whole steroid thing
should not.
With him. Yes, he should.
What do you think about
fraud of all time.
What do you think about the movement to change the name of the Braves to honor Hank Aaron?
Hammer and Hanks?
Yeah. What do you think about that? Or the Hammers? Is that what they were called? Hammers?
I can't remember.
Sounds like League of Their Own.
That sounds like my 20s.
The Hammers will be misused somehow by you and terrible jokes.
Well, I mean, if you think about Hank Aaron, that organization is the first organization that obviously, you think about is the Atlanta Braves. So, yeah, I think it's a kind of a good homage to Hank Aaron.
An homage?
Yeah. Homage.
I've never heard it. I've heard it pronounced. I've heard it pronounced homage, which I believe is the proper way.
I've heard people say
a homage, but I've never heard anybody say or homage. Or
homage.
Huh?
Homage.
It's not a homage.
Yeah, it is.
No, homage, it's homage sounds like a fancy homage. Wall covering.
No,
homage. It's like Hank Aaron and giving him his just due. You put it
French,
together.
It's a French word. It is pronounced homage.
So how'd you do in French in high school?
I did great.
Oh, did you?
Thank you. Yeah.
Greg,
je m'appelle Greg.
Oui, oui.
Ou la bibliothèque. Calage Teal.
Nice. Good job.
Are you just saying names?
No. Those are for our French listeners.
Patrick Waugh.
We have a lot of French listeners. We have a lot of French listeners who are vacationing in Old Orchard Beach right now, listening to the program on our station up there. So,
I love bonjour. French toast.
Bonjour. Ça va bien.
How did you not mention croissant and all that?
Croissant.
Seriously.
Croissant.
With an accent et goût?
All right. We got to take a break, but we'll get to the WEEI Penn Game of the Day. Your chance to win an ink-filled, pristinely logoed WEEI Penn coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Oh, man. I gotta get down.
Coming up, we'll get to the news with Danielle, and there is a fantastic, crazier than Danielle story in the news this morning. The woman who discovered the photos, Danielle, which we will get to. Well, where's Danielle?
She was just there a second ago, don't know.
This is the problem with working from home, is that you have the freedom to just disappear. I mean, what is she? Is she attending to some sort of an animal or something? Like, if you look at... Like if you're watching the program right now,
right,
you're staring at an empty screen where Danielle should be.
I think her porcupine isn't feeling
something.
Well this
morning. Oh, the squirrel got out. Maybe the squirrel's running amok.
Maybe she has multiple squirrels.
Oh, maybe one got out. Yeah, but you know, if one gets out. You know how hot it is to catch a squirrel?
I don't know.
It's pretty hot.
Is it difficult?
I think, yeah, it's like, you know, it's like chasing a chicken.
Oh. There she is. She's deciding to come back to work now.
Sorry about that.
What happened?
One of my dogs is really sick, so checking on her.
See,
she got COVID.
This is the work from home thing.
See? Mm-hmm.
This is why productivity is down massively in this country, Ken.
Get her a vaccine.
The one time you don't let Wiggy go off for 15 minutes? Okay. Sounds reasonable. I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs for 2 hours, and the one time my dog throws up, you're like, Mom, where's Danielle? This is why working from home doesn't work. Mom.
Well, I mean, are you ever coming back?
No, never. As I can help it.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people.
I can sit here with plants. It's nice.
There's a lot of people who are probably just never going to go back into the office.
No, that ain't happening.
And nobody's going to make them. It's just going to be... It's going to be anything goes America from this point on.
as long as it's open, I don't care.
Okay. That's fine. That's okay.
I mean, Biden's going to be paying people $3,000 a month. So why would they ever go back to work?
It's going to be great.
Well, Markey said the other day in a tweet, our congressman, that he would like frequent checks to Americans throughout and past the pandemic end.
Okay.
Who's paying for that?
You're speaking my language
anybody
now.
Anybody who's working.
Okay.
The working.
I grandkids, Danielle. Don't worry about that. They'll be long gone.
Greg and Fauci.
Greg and Fauci, actually, both of them together control 98% of the wealth in the country.
Please stop with that nonsense.
I'm sprinkling Brady, too.
I am underpaid.
I'll give you that.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
You're underpaid, man. Jesus.
Wiggy's working for peanuts, literally.
Danielle, I'm paying to work.
I know. You don't even get the honey roasted kind.
I'm like Bill. Nobody knows what I make. Mm-hmm. You all assume this doesn't. Well, you know.
Curtis and I have seen the checks. We are management now.
No, you have not.
Yes, we have.
No, you have not.
It is scary, folks.
No.
Meanwhile, he's blacking out on Nantucket, running his mouth to Corrali, but nobody overhears that.
All right.
You'll never believe this, Sean.
Come on, Greg, man. Help a brother out. I'm looking for more jobs.
See, here's a 781 texter who hates their coworkers, so they're excited that they never have to go back to work. It's probably a lot of people, to be honest with you.
I mean, how good is this? This is awesome. We never see anybody.
Yeah.
Like
no conversations in the hallway with salespeople.
Like now I literally have nobody to report to. It's awesome.
It's a finely tuned machine. We're running over. We're doing fine.
Yeah, but I mean, don't you enjoy collaboration with others?
Yeah, with this show, I like everybody here.
Right.
Don't you think it leads to revenue and things like that? If you're able to, you know, you're able to bump into a salesperson in the hallway, and the two of you hatch an idea.
Do you know the face you make when you bump into a salesperson in the hallway?
I love bumping into salespeople. Hey, whatever you need me to do, just holler at me.
He's like, you want me to hawk some kind of tonic? Right. I got it. Cooling boxers? Yeah, sign me up. I'll do that,
Reed. Right.
Wiggy's been asking for a remote at Meridia Market for 3 years now.
You want me to sell some yak? I can do that.
Hey, I just tried these cooling boxes with a fan, and man, let me tell you.
All right. Here's a texter who says, I should have been concerned about Danielle because she could have fallen down the stairs or something like that. I guess I should have been concerned.
We're past the point of that. That was like the first 2 years of our working relationship.
What does your shirt say? Ask me about,
ask
I can't
me
see
about
the whole
my plant.
Oh, my Lord. What is going on over there?
Well, that's what it's saying. I can't, like, I'm sitting, you know, comfortably on my stool
creepers,
now.
Creepers, creepers. So. Several.
Where'd you get those papers?
So several viewers were just knocked off their chairs when they saw that.
Boob watch.
I'm just going to start drinking. Let's do it. Let's have a good Tuesday. I'll drink for you, Curtis.
Thank you. It's Friday somewhere.
Gin. Yeah. I don't think it is.
Maybe it is. In another galaxy.
Okay.
What?
They don't call that Friday. They call it Zorb.
Wiggy's thinking of the movie.
When isn't he?
All right. We are about to play the WEEI pen game of the day. So if you would like to be a contestant, the number to call right now, right this moment, is 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937. We have a surplus of WEEI ink-filled pens. It was the last act of Friend Zone Joe to order a bunch of pens, sadly.
FCJ.
So we have a bunch of ink-filled logoed WEEI pens, and you could win one if you play this game right now. Wiggy is showing that. You want to show that to the – do you know where the cameras are in the studio? You could show it to a camera. There you go. We zoom in on that ink-filled
okay, WEEI. Vanna White.
Vanna White?
Get it?
Yeah. More like Vanna Black.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Vanna only acknowledges half of herself. That's what your name would be.
I can't be Vanna Italian. People are like, you ain't Italian. Stop lying. You know you not Italian. That ain't your mama.
So
you was adopted.
617-779-7937 is the number to call if you would like to play right now.
It's WEEI's Pen Game of the Day.
All right, concept for today's game is pretty simple. Over the last 10 months, in a feature that we call Quarantine 311, we have shared with you directly from the 311 complaint service here in Boston some of the complaints that residents have been making about others who are not following the COVID guidelines. And so today, we are going to read to you a complaint. You have to determine whether it is an actual real complaint that somebody took the time to log in with the 311 service or it is fake. All right. Pretty simple concept. And it's Cato who is up first this morning. Hello, Cato.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
How are you? How you doing?
Oh, yeah, very good. Very good. I'm really looking forward to that pen, man. That's a lot of pressure, but I think I can handle it.
All right. Should you win, we will mail it to you and it will arrive sometime before the end of the year. Here's the complaint, and you have to determine whether this is a real one or a fake one. All right, go ahead, Curtis.
All right. East Boston. The woman working at the mobile constantly has a friend hanging out at the store behind the counter, and she is almost always improperly wearing a mask, just covering her mouth with her nose out.
Okay.
This location should be fined for not complying with COVID-19 restrictions.
Okay. Cato, I mean, sounds legit to me based on some previous complaints, but do you think that's real or fake?
I think it's real because I'm actually guilty of it quite often because I wear glasses and they always fog up, you know?
Yeah,
and
same.
I'm going to say it's real.
It's a nightmare. It is, especially when you go inside somewhere where it's cold.
I always kind of let my nose out. I'm like, you know, the what are those things called? Can't go as far.
What?
The droplets.
Droplets, yes. Curtis, is that real or fake?
That is real.
That's real. Oh, wow. Of course it is. All right, Cato, you want a pen. Congratulations. Nice job. This is Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
What's up, Kathy?
Well, nothing.
Where are you from?
I'm trying to win a pen.
Where are you from?
Hanover.
Hanover. All right. What's the complaint, Curtis?
All right. Good morning, Kathy. Hi. Downtown Boston, fire department not wearing masks. Someone in a building caught COVID 2 days after they were inside of our building. Coincidence? I think not.
You think that's real or fake?
I do. That's real.
That's real?
Two for two.
That's real?
Nice. Wow.
Oh, that's real. Okay. You're calling to complain about the fire department.
Yes.
I think they're well-versed in keeping themselves and others safe. That's right. What they do every day. But okay. This is Mark from Lowell. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Mark? Curtis, what do we got?
I'm the dream.
All right.
Me too, bud. All right, Seaport. Shake Shack. Carry out food being brought to waiting cars by an employee who is not wearing gloves.
Oh.
Oh. Mm. Oh. And somehow their germs would get through the takeout containers, right, or something. What did you say, real or fake, Mark?
I actually read this story. This is actually true.
True?
Actually, it's something I made up. So,
wow.
So that's fake.
Sorry, Mark.
You know, it is a nice service that Shake Shack provides, though. All you have to do is pull right up, and they bring the food right out to your vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Curbside service? Yeah. Wow, what a novelty.
That is new, right, Danielle? Yeah. It's only been out like a couple of years now.
All right.
Hey, one less trip you got to make. I'm for that. I'm
love curbside.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Mike? What's going on?
Good, good.
All right, here's your complaint. You have to determine whether it was really made to 311 or whether it is a fake.
All right, Alston, Massachusetts. Okay. Several BU students behind their place using an ice luge, consuming shots while spreading droplets everywhere. Super spreader event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Real or fake, Mike?
I think it's fake. I think you lost me on the super spreader event comment.
You got it.
Oh, it is fake? Oh, all right.
I've used the ice luge before. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Mike won himself a WEEI ink-filled pen.
That's cool.
All right. Sounds like that party in North Andover that guy had.
Right?
Right.
I think it was Andover.
It was Andover?
I think so.
We never got a follow-up call to confirm the little person.
Yeah, that's... Sandy, call us.
Keep moving.
Wasn't somebody told that they actually had a little person at that event?
I think you're going through a stop sign that go through.
He doesn't usually drive, Wiggy, so he doesn't recognize what that octagon looks like.
You don't want to have to have a meeting with Ken and I after the show.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
All right, Chris. How you doing?
Chris, you there?
Yes, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chris. All right, you have to determine whether this actual complaint to 311 is real or fake. What do you got, Curtis?
We go to Brighton. BC students coming back from out-of-state travel and not quarantining for a required period of time. Classic disregard for basic human instincts and a clear COVID violation.
What do you say?
I think it's fake.
You think that's fake?
No, that's a real story.
That's a real one. Of course it is. Oh, couldn't have been more perfect.
Wow.
And I have one more for the group here.
Yeah.
If you just want to hear
okay,
it.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Seaport. A resident inside NEMA had 61 bar pizzas delivered during the NFC Championship game.
Oh.
Either that is one hungry guy, or we have a serious COVID violation on our hands.
Yeah, C, all of the above.
How many people you're allowed to have? You're allowed to have 10. I think I had 9. 9. One pizza per person.
And their collective age was 2 years above yours.
And a waste of, by the way, a waste of one topping.
Why?
My friend Glash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got black olives.
Don't let him in anymore. Be Glash, come on. That's come on.
Complete on a pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Very good.
I don't like olives at all. I hate olives.
Really?
Yeah, me too. I like on that one. High five.
I like olive oil, but I don't like olives.
Yeah. I'm a mushroom and onion guy on my pizza.
Oh, mushroom and onion?
Yes.
I like mushroom. Yeah. I love mushroom.
Onions.
On pizza. Yeah.
Mushroom's
nasty.
Great.
Oof, Danielle. Mushroom's
fantastic. Mushroom is the best topping, I think.
Greg.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Ken puts a mask on his pizza.
All right.
Everyone knows the rules.
There you have it. That is today's WEEI pen game of the day. We'll have another one for you tomorrow. We'll get to the news with Danielle next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Craig Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Oh, Hilaria.
Danielle Murr.
WowGirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
There are two Northeast Men's Health offices that you can visit, one in Salem, New Hampshire, and the other in Dedham, next to Legacy Place. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, the stage for the trial has been set. The House has delivered its articles of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate. Now we will move forward and the senators will decide whether to convict Trump of inciting an insurrection against the U.S. government or not. They won't start to hear the case against Trump for about 2 weeks.
How long?
2 weeks. They're going to start the trial in earnest on February 8th.
Isn't there business to be done? I mean,
The business is that they want to get Biden's cabinet settled before they delve into this.
I mean, how much time are we going to waste on this? I mean, the man's not in office anymore. He's in Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
You want to set the standard, just do anything you want, insurrection against the government, and then just quit, and then you don't have to be prosecuted.
I mean, he didn't quit, he was fired.
Either way.
I thought he was fired by the voters. Isn't that what happened?
I don't know what happened.
I mean,
but no accountability for anything.
The guy's off Twitter. He and Mike Lindell have both been banned from Twitter. The MyPillow guy is no longer allowed on Twitter
either.
How
can you say with a straight face that he's had no accountability for anything? He's the most reviled man in the country right now.
And how much is this going to cost us, and is it going to get us at the end of all? All of it.
Money means nothing, Wiggy.
I thought we were moving
not
towards...
to Fauci.
No, not to him. It doesn't.
I thought we were moving towards unity.
No.
And healing.
Well, after the impeachment trial and after we determined that he could never run for office again, then we'll have unity.
And then
just
we lock
open
up
the
his
prisons.
Grandkids.
I mean, high crimes and misdemeanors, no big deal.
What's
just
that?
Open the prisons, just let all the criminals out. Just,
well,
why have anybody held accountable?
I believe one of your local elected officials said that very thing. Ayanna Pressley suggested
let him out.
All death row, anybody on death row ought to be released by this.
I mean, everybody across the board. I mean, just open the gates.
All right.
All of them.
Well, we will see what
happens. Want him in prison?
Yep.
Okay.
Blinded with rage.
All right. Anywho, moving on. Governor had his daily press conference availability yesterday and announced that we're going to start moving into the second phase of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Mm-hmm. That will be effective February 1st. There are a few modifications that happened. They did include... a few other groups, anyone over age 75, over 65 with two comorbidities, so most radio hosts, early education, K-12 workers, transit, utility, food, etc. And as I think that you can start making appointments tomorrow if you're included in the phase 2 grouping. And
excellent.
Here is Governor Baker.
Public vaccination sites listed on the map include places like pharmacies, community clinics, and other providers. These are facilities and organizations that have experience administering vaccines efficiently and safely. Some of these sites are more convenient for harder to reach populations and are located in communities with extremely high rates of transmission. This week alone, we're opening 57 more of these sites. This includes 43 new pharmacy and retail locations like the Big Y, Wegmans, Price Chopper, Hannaford, Stop and Shop, and CVS Health. By the 15th of February, we expect to have 71 retail pharmacy sites open.
Okay. Good news.
Moving right
Let's
along.
Get it going.
No market now, basket?
Get it going.
That might be a little too chaotic. speaking of opening and reopening things, Governor Baker also did touch yesterday on hoping to be able to continue the reopening process based on the current metrics.
Obviously, we still have a lot to do, and we absolutely need to stay vigilant with respect to COVID. But after the surge of the holiday, and thanks to the hard work of everybody here in the Commonwealth, the data seems to be moving in the right direction. Due to that positive momentum, we announced last week that we were lifting some of the restrictions that were associated with the surge in the first place, and we hope to be able to continue that reopening process. But obviously, we need to continue to see positive trends to make that happen.
What about the Super Bowl surge? They're going to start complaining about that soon enough.
Correct.
When everybody gets 10, 15, 20 friends over to watch Tom Brady.
Or the bar pizza surge in the Seaport.
Does this mean kids can go back to school now because the educators?
What are you, nuts?
No?
I mean, they're not scheduled to go back in most places till like at the earliest March or something like that. Right, Danielle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's useless.
But then why, with this governor, from the beginning, he has said people should be in schools. Kids should be there.
It's the union. The union
but
doesn't.
Why hasn't he prioritized teachers to get them vaccinated?
Well, because you got to get the prisoners taken care of.
I mean, it's idiotic. Those should be, after our frontline workers, the teachers should be next so that kids can go to school.
Yeah. All right. What else?
There is an irrational fear involving a kid in the news this morning. A boy from Rockland, 7 years old, suffered very serious injuries, total irrational fear, when he fell off a ski lift at Blue Hills.
I saw this on the
yesterday.
News last night. Terrifying.
Awful. Yeah. Awful. It was just before 4:30 yesterday afternoon. They report that the boy had fallen about 35 feet. Mass State Police said the boy was with his family, and he was wearing a helmet at the time, thankfully. They flew him via helicopter to Boston Children's. He does have serious injuries, but the doctor said they're not believed to be life-threatening. And
it's one of those things. I'm a world-class skier.
Obviously.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Neshoba ski area tag that I still have on Silver Puffy Jacket. But,
that's right.
but it is one of those things that you think about. Like, remember we were talking about, what's that? It came up on this show where you're in a plane and you think of opening the door and jumping out.
Oh, yeah. The call of the void. Yeah.
The call of the void.
Call of duty.
Do you not feel the call of the void when you're on the ski lift?
Yes.
Where you think of like lifting the bar up and like just falling out? It's terrifying.
Oh, man. I never thought about
that. Hopefully he'll be okay.
Hopefully, yes. We do some sound from the fire chief in Canada.
7-year-old had fallen approximately 35 feet from the ski lift. He had head injuries. Upper body injuries for the most part. I don't know who was on the lift with the child, and I don't know if the lift bar was down.
Wow, that's scary. All right, keep that bar down.
There's a TSA agent, a former TSA agent, who pleaded on Friday no contest to false imprisonment after allegedly tricking a woman into showing her breasts as she went through security at LAX. Jonathan Lomelli is his name. He's been sentenced to 60 days in county jail. He was barred from working as a security guard and also charged with fraud. So basically what happened was he was doing a security check and he told the woman that he had to look inside her bra to make sure she didn't have any contraband. And he also had her pull her pants out at the waistband so he could look down. He then told her, I have to take you to a private room for further screening. So they get on the elevator to go to this private room and he tells her, you know what? I can just do it right here. Lift up your shirt and your bra. And she showed her boobs. And then he looked down her pants again. And then he told her that she was free to go and added at the end as a kicker that she had nice breasts.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yes, he did. That's the nail in the coffin right there. Should have just kept his damn mouth shut.
Jesus. So if they ask you that, you're not required to do that.
Correct. I don't believe it. Not in that way. Right, not in that way. There is such a fantastic, I think this qualifies as a crazier than Danielle story this morning.
Yes.
The woman in Mexico who stabbed her husband several times, she went through his phone and found all these pictures of him with this younger woman. And
they were having sex in the pictures.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of naughty pictures, all kinds of stuff. She became absolutely incensed, could not keep it together. So she stabbed her husband. She was then arrested. He was able to take the knife from her. And then he's like, hey, these are old pictures of us when we were younger and skinnier. And she's like,
classic.
Oops.
Interesting.
Who is this bitch?
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can. Wait, is that me? Oh.
Wait, who is this? What?
Is he going to stay with her?
Probably.
Yes, yeah, they're in love.
What is that tattoo she has on her waist? Oh, that's my tattoo. Sorry.
It was me when I was younger.
I didn't hit a major organ.
Obscure reference, Mitch Hedberg, every photo of you is when you were younger.
Anything else?
Yes, with Valentine's Day coming up, there's a fun promotion that the San Antonio Zoo does every year that I want to remind you about. For a nominal donation of only $5, you can name a cockroach after your ex.
Oh,
hell no.
Why not?
Because cockroaches are the worst.
That's why you name it after your ex, dummy.
Yeah.
They should be eliminated from the world, but unfortunately, you can't eliminate them.
No, they're going to be the last ones left. And Greg.
Yeah.
So you can also name a rat after an ex that you don't like. And then the rat gets fed to a snake.
Yep.
Cockroach gets squashed.
That's a way to get over. If you've had a difficult end to a relationship, can you watch while the rat is fed to the snake? Like, do they allow you to watch it?
Valentine's Day, they actually do show a live feed of the feeding frenzy. Like, they're not going to show you individual cockroaches that are labeled, but they'll show you when they give them to all the animals. And if you'd like a vegan option, you can also have them feed a plant to an herbivore. As well.
Can Ken name one after an ex-president that he doesn't like?
I like that. Now you're talking.
An extra $5, you can watch Trump get eaten by...
by a snake?
Yes, by a python.
I bury those cockroaches!
All right. Is that it, Danielle?
That's it.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk to Matt Light, former New England Patriot, as Tom Brady heads to his 10th Super Bowl. The only quarterback ever to play in 3 Super Bowls in 3 consecutive decades. That's extraordinary when you think about it.
It's nuts.
So Matt Light on that and other things coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.